How much more knowledge of the moon would you say he gets by crawling up to the roof? Er ist näher geworden. He's closer to the moon. It's a joke. So he says, our knowledge has increased to that extent. We've gone so far, but it's nothing more than getting up on the roof. As close as his knowledge is by getting up on the roof, that's how close Einstein says we have gotten through our knowledge of science and all our progress. Another example. Second illustration of our minimal knowledge of the universe focused on the moment you completed your formula of the general theory of relativity. When he completed that formula, the formula itself, as many know, occupies just about three letters. How much space is occupied by three letters? That's the formula of relativity, which changed the world of science. At the moment you completed your formula of the general theory of relativity, at that moment you said that an ordinary housefly landed on your paper on which you had written that formula. You reflected that here you had set down all the major universal physical laws. Einstein weist dies aus. Alle Physics von der ganzen Brie. He has it before him. It's written down on this little piece of paper. And you reflect it as though to say, here is the key to all the secrets of the universe. Place out! Einstein said this, mind you. Yet you really, he added, Einstein did it, said this, you really do not know very much about the nature of that little fly. How far does the knowledge of man go in understanding God's creation? How far? A klein Fliegerl, weiß man nicht, wo das ist. Umhaltner in Einsorgen, how great are we in our knowledge of all the physical laws of the universe. Need I add to these words of him who was the greatest in the world of science? There's been no one greater than him since him. And I doubt whether there will be. And yet, Einstein, till 1 year before he passed on, refused to admit that there must be a creator. This very Einstein, who said that we know nothing with all our knowledge of physical laws of the universe, refused to believe that there is a creator. To us, auswerfen sich, all these wonderful things that we see, all is of itself, as the Chavis HaLevavos says. It's a bottle of ink spilled over, and the book was created. Someone will tell you that and say, he's plain crazy. He belongs in a Mishigoyimoy. Spilling ink doesn't create books. You have to have someone to use the ink and write. Then you can create a book. Nothing spills of itself to create a universe. There must be a creator. And yet a man of such magnitude saw so much. And as he himself said, saw nothing. Su'umaroi meinechem. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Uruhu and see. Not ma boroele. Do not attempt to see what has created this. But uruhu mi boroele. Who has created this? That's the difficulty. And for that we need the Gdolim. They're the ones who bring to our consciousness that there is a me, not a ma. Not a shemensh. Don't be overwhelmed with the ma. Learn from it that there is a me. That's what you must see. As long as we have the Gdelim, we have them to create that perspective. How to look upon this great creation and see that there is a creator. When we do not have the Gdelim, even if we'll have another 100 Einsteins, we'll remain as dumb as we were before, knowing nothing, not merely not knowing the nature of the little fly who sat down on the paper with that relativity theory, not knowing what is the meaning of lifting a hand. What is the meaning of setting a step when we start walking? Nothing. Nothing. When we have Gdele Yisroel steeped in Torah learning, filled with a love for every one of their fellow men, an effervescent love that knows no boundaries, they invest in their society a recognition that in this wonderful world in which we live, mi boro ele, there must be a creator. And if there must be, I want to know him. I want to get close to him. I want to see him daily. For that we need our daily. And it is for that reason that we are overcome. And I'm not using exaggeration. We are overcome with a feeling of loss. Yet another of our Gdelim of this generation has left us. Left us with what? Left us for what? How shall we now be able to see Ru'u? How? Through which perspective? Wo seinen die Brill? Was mir sollen sich umtun, kedei zu kennen sehen? Mir haben doch nicht Rebjankes Brill mehr. Er hat doch seine Tod. To was ease, was resign? Doesn't that place a terribly great responsibility of every one of us living now to see that it is our duty to create the Yankivs, to create Stipelers, to create the Gdelim? How? How shall we create them? Only through the study of Torah. Only if we'll become smart enough and not dumbbells to realize that the only one who can create that lens through which to see the world and all that is therein, only Torah can do that. It must create within us an understanding and an appreciation of what Torah learning means on all levels. And it must create a desire for complete involvement in Torah learning, realizing that Torah learning is not made for a chnuk who doesn't know what's going on in the world about him. Dafke for a person who wants to know this world about him, for him was Torah made. Through the depth of Torah study, and only through the depth of that study, can he begin to understand this world of creation, which overcomes him in its magnitude. And I leave you with one brief thought. It's an appreciation of what a godly is. A thought that I was privileged to hear from a godel of pre-war Europe. One who was called a genius, a Ilui, but that really didn't describe him. He was far beyond that. And I must tell you that muscle of his that he gave me, and it's been with me throughout a lifetime. With Torah, he said, you can observe all of creation and appreciate it. Without Torah, you see sour milk. And he gave me a motion. A rich Jew once visited Paris. And his relative wanted to show him the wonders of Paris. So they decided they will take him to the Louvre, the world famous art museum of Paris. They will show him works of art that will impress him. He will become overwhelmed. They took him in. They showed him a Leonardo da Vinci, and he said, "Cosa do zoio me?" Stand. They took him over to a Rembrandt. "Cosa zoio me?" "Voglio sapere se potere." There was a wise person standing there, and he said, "Oh, I see that he's wearing glasses. Take off the glasses, let me take a look at them." He took off his glasses, and he looked at the glasses, and he sees that on the lenses is impressed sour milk. So he said, "Ami kook doch Säuermilch, kemme doch no sen Säuermilch." If your sense of observation is through sour milk, so all you see is sour milk. Change the lens so that he'll have a clear view. Then he'll see Da Vinci, and then he'll see Rembrandt. So the Motel Pagramansky, the Chatsalikli Broca, told me, "Do you see this great work of art that we call creation? There's no other work of art that can in any way compare to it. It's beautiful beyond words. If you want to appreciate it, you want to see it, you've got to put on the proper glasses in order to see it. And you are wearing glasses of Säuermilch. Du gehst darum mit aller deiner Teives, mit deiner Zerhore, mit aller deiner Rezenes, all the foolish and small things that people want out of life, and you look at this great world, and you want to see big things. All you see is the tithes that you have. Your yearnings, that's all you see. Take off those glasses. Take off the glasses of a yetzer hara, of an evil inclination. And put on the glasses of tithes. Wear that perspective. And look through those glasses. Ah. Then you'll begin to see the great wonders of this museum that we call Brias Habere Baruch Hu. It's wonderful, that motion. When we think into it, nothing could be deeper Nothing could be more close to the truth. And it is through this vantage point that we have to feel and understand what is the meaning of Histautus of Tbilisi. What have we lost when Reb Yankiv left us? Reb Yankiv was not only great in Torah learning, because he was great in Torah learning. He was not a butler hiding behind his door. He was in this world from his early youth when he was studying Torah in the yeshivas of pre-war Lithuania. Some 90 years ago. That's what a godel is. A godel is not merely one who is entirely engaged only in Torah study and doesn't even know that there's a world around him. He does know that there's a world around him. And he understands this world. He appreciates it because it's Maase Hashem Yisborach. And what Hashem creates was not levatolet, not in vain. It was created in order to give us lessons in understanding the sanctity and the greatness of the Almighty. Such was Reb Yankiv. Our business is to see to it, to appreciate that he has suffered a loss. I mean, the Gottel, it's time. You start my Gottel, he's a minik by Yidnam that macha hespit. Do we know what we're doing? Do we live through it? Do we feel what the tefillin are? Do you feel what the Eira Shabbos is in Jewish life? You begin to think what goes on now in this world of ours. I can't refrain from mentioning to you the tsar that I had the other day when I read in our local Cleveland Jewish News a full page, back page ad about Israel. The land of Avrohom, Yitzchok, the Yankiv. Who's Avrohom? A good chef who learned the art of being a chef in Paris. And if you want to get good food, come here, you'll get it. Who's Yitzchok? Another fellow like that. And who's Yankel? Adriteraza. Thus haste, come to Israel, the land of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Could there be a greater Chilol Hashem, I ask you? Could there be a greater sinking of Klal Yisroel? Umeshemtzachnik azol banditzve asamin Chilol HaKedesh, to call a chef who can make me good pizza, das is the land von Avrohom. Why is this so? You know why? Weil wir lernen nicht kein Teire. Ich kann nicht mit solchen Geschäften, sie sollen lernen Teire. They're learning how to be chefs, nicht meine Geschäften. Wir lernen nicht kein Teire. Wir was mir rufen sich Jereim. Wir was mir rufen sich Haredim. Wir was mir heißen Frumme. Lernen wir. Is our interest in life Teire alone? Do we see a world through that? Or it's one of the interests. But we have other interests also. Iver machto dem churben. Ze machen, mir machen. Und do hab ich vielleicht am meiledigen Wort von der Bianchi, ze chlinga li prophet. Das hört mir am Opus. And listen to it carefully. Die Welt sagt, so ist keine der Amre Inche. And we know that Hanya de Amri Inche is an important thing.
Because Chazal say in many places, Minolon ho de amre inche. Was a klal Yisroel ret a roish fun sich, is a simen a dosi teir. Die Welt sagt so, so keine der andere Insche, wie es kristelt sich, also igelt sich. So he says, how do we understand Pshat in this keine der andere? Wie verstehen wir Pshat in dem? Keine der andere ist Teire, dann verstehen Pshat. Wie der Pshat? Das haben wir gesagt, nun, wir lernen doch gewöhnlich, aber es meint, als Iden lernen sich ob von die Goyim, ist wie es kristelt sich, wie sie tun, und sie lernen mir sich abzutun. Hat er mir gesagt, nein, sie falsch Pschat, der Pschat ist anders. Er trägt von der Gorn, keine der andere Insche, wie es kristelt sich, als sie idelt sich, meint, der Kusri, sich reinen Lebroche, sagt, der Bjuda Levi in Kusri, sagt Yisroel leiv ho umeis. Klal Yisroel is the heart of the nations. When a person comes in and he's ill, here's a doctor sitting here. He comes in and he's ill, and he complains, es tut in der Fuß, in der Hand, in der Kopf. The first thing the doctor does, the heart is the source of all of human life. So if something is wrong in the foot, the source is in the heart. And we have to take a look to see what's going on there. And only in that manner will we be able to offer a cure and help. Dosi zokter heine de amre inchi. Hei mir sehen, as in a goyische Welt, in die nitidische Welt, wird als ärger und ärger. Sachen, was der weitste Goy wollte, go nicht eingefallen zu tun, als er sagt, mit 20 Jahren zurück. Wollte nicht eingefallen, als er sprach. Es wollte nicht eingefallen, als er auch eine Meißin. And today everything is so corrupt. Why is this so? Verwustet wei die Heaven. Verwustet wei die Fies. Take a look at the heart. Stell zu the Thetoscope. Wer ois? Fussi mit ihm. Fussi mit dem Klau Yisroel. Und haben wir zustellen, die Maschinkale zu die Harz, wird man sehen, dass Klau Yisroel ist stark krank. Klau Yisroel ist nicht in der Ordnung. You don't notice it perhaps too much, but in the foot it's already noticed. In the hand it's already noticed. Won't take long, and the heart will be terribly, terribly ill. The heart is ill, and that's where we must seek the cure. Those were his words to me. Ich kann das nicht vergessen. Ich halte das nur ein Gorn Mammisch. In Teire kann das Samen Obteitsch. To possibly define this Heine der Amre Insche in such terms. It's such a depth of thought that it's beyond me. I'm telling you, it's beyond me. And every time I think of it, so I think, oi gewalt, mortal, du fierst sich hase? Are you doing with yourself what Reb Yankov told you? Du lebst with your darfst. Teiri bei dir, wie es darf sein. Dir Shomai mit Mitzis, wie es darf sein. Du was hast der Teines zu den Chofshim? Was hast der Teines zu Israel and its full-page ads? Wie denn sollen sie sein? Als ich bin nicht, wie ich darf sein. That's a lesson of Reb Yankov. And if this lesson shall strike home to all of us here assembled, and you shall hand it on to all your friends, that they should hand it on to them, to others. Al chavro chavre isle. Let this approach and understanding of life go on and go on. Maybe there will be a number of individuals who will wake up from this slumber in which we find ourselves. And then we won't complain about what the others are doing. They'll begin acting totally different because we will be acting totally different. If for no other reason, this is what we should feel we have lost in the passing of such an individual as a Rav, as a Gor, Yankiv Kamenetsky, Zichle Livroche. May he from his heavenly abode look down upon us with that love that always went forth from him to his fellow men. May he continue to look down upon us from above and waken in us what he wanted to see in Klal Yisrael, so that it shall not be long and we shall experience Uvolet Zion Goel Bimheira B'Yomeinu. Amen.